This podcast is brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're a budding small business owner or a large company looking for a new space, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, an experiment. Wall Street Journal personal tech reporter Katie Binley spent an entire week using products and services from Amazon and its partners, attempting to answer the following question. Will we miss shopping everywhere else when Amazon inevitably takes over the free world? We'll talk to her in a moment, but first, these tech headlines. To round up, Bitcoin's crazy week. For starters, nearly $70 million worth of the digital currency was stolen from the cryptocurrency mining service NiceHash. The company confirmed to the Wall Street Journal that approximately 4,700 Bitcoin had been stolen from a Bitcoin wallet. The hack came as the price of Bitcoin surged through $14,000 on Thursday for the first time. Instagram has begun testing a standalone app for private messages called Direct, and it wants you to know something. The official word from the company is that it wants to be, quote, a place for all of your moments, end quote. And its camera-first app that connects seamlessly back to Instagram is their way of taking the first step. And Apple has revealed 2017's most popular apps, music, movies, and more. Notable rankings are Best App of the Year, the meditation app called Calm. Best Game was Splitter Critters. The four breakout trends in app culture for 2017, storytelling apps, augmented reality, real-time competitive gaming, and mental health apps. Coming up, are we ready to live in an Amazon world? The Journal's personal tech reporter Katie Binley attempts to find out. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important. And it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
So now that Amazon's reach is greater than any other U.S. company, the Wall Street Journal's personal tech reporter Katie Binley decided to go on an Amazon diet using its products and services whenever and wherever she could. She joins us in studio now. Welcome back.
Thanks.
For an entire week, you went all in on Amazon. First off, let's talk about why this is even possible. You're able to perform this experiment because Amazon is pretty much, it's expanded into all paths of our everyday lives, right? Can you speak to that and how via software and hardware you were basically able to live 7 days in this Amazon bubble?
Yeah, I mean, I think the idea going in was how much can you do with Amazon currently? And, you know, which areas are there where you still can't do them through Amazon? And for me, there weren't a ton of things in my week that I couldn't technically handle through them. I mean, I generally wake up to an iPhone alarm and see a bunch of text notifications and all that. And so for this week, I, you know, put Alexa in charge of waking me up. And then she read me some headlines instead of me, like, instantly, you know, reading through Twitter and breaking news notifications.
Well, that's a switch right there.
Yeah. If you want to, you can have her take you through like a mini workout. So you can say, you know, take me through 5-minute plank, and she'll talk you through doing plank exercises for 5 minutes. And then, you know, you can order a Lyft through her if you want to go, if you need to get somewhere, obviously.
Right.
And that's obviously in addition to all of the things you could buy for your home, office, whatnot. So in terms of, there was just there by the end of the week, there wasn't all that much that I hadn't done through Amazon in some way, shape, or form.
It's fascinating. So, you know, like you said, obviously key here, you need the partner in crime, that is the virtual assistant, that is Alexa. Now, you used her via her, you know, the jury's still out on that, obviously.
I said her a lot.
Yeah, I think people do in general. So why don't we just kind of break down the devices in which you used her?
Yeah, I used her for the Echo Plus smart home system. I used her for the Echo Look. She, you know, you, she... again. You stand in front of a device that can take pictures and it can do video as well. And then you say it's voice activated. So you can say, Alexa, take a picture. She takes the photo. And then you have an app that goes with it. And the photo will show up on your phone. You can sort of keep a lookbook of different outfits that you've worn. And then it also has the ability to compare two outfits and tell you which one looks better on you. And it'll give feedback such as, you know, better combination of pieces or more flattering on you, etc. And then I also used the Echo Show, which has a touchscreen, and you can also do video calling through it. So if you have other contacts who also use an Echo Show or use, you know, then you can call them like as if you were FaceTiming. That was another one, and I had that one in my kitchen. I also had a Fire TV, so there's an Alexa-powered remote. So I was able to, you know, I would just held down a button and then said, Alexa, play XYZ, and then she can, you know, call it TV shows and movies and whatnot.
So you got to eat eventually, right?
This is true.
Whole Foods can now come into play. There's Whole Foods, but there are devices you can use, there's services, there's apps. So can you walk us through eating Amazon?
I mean, Amazon has a lot of different ways that they can feed you. Whole Foods obviously is still pretty similar in experience as it was prior to them purchasing it. But one thing was interesting was going through Amazon Restaurants, which is like their, you know, their delivery service.
Right.
So I had done a search in my zip code and I was like, well, I can't use, you know, Seamless or Grubhub right now. So I'll see what's available. There weren't a ton of restaurants compared to how many you can get on Seamless or Grubhub. However, there was this restaurant that I had read about like years ago and I've been meaning to go and never have. And then I was like, wait, seriously? They deliver to me through Amazon? So I was like, all right, I'm going to, you know, get this lovely $20-something pasta and got it delivered to my apartment. And it was like 30 minutes flat, piping hot. I wanted to ask the guy, like, excuse me, can you tell me who you're employed by?
Right.
And he was like gone from the door in like felt like less than a second. I just didn't even get a chance to ask him where he was from. It was that, you know, so it was very quick and very easy. And then you can also do, you know, you can order groceries through them. And there's, you know, other ways you can eat through Amazon if you need to.
Right. So one other device that you were able to use was Amazon's Cloud Cam. Can you walk us through how that comes into play in everyday life?
Yeah. So this is a, you know, very small, non-intrusive camera that you can set up and then you can watch the feed on your phone. So I had actually set it up and then booked a housekeeper through Amazon Home Services. And I had never watched anybody in my apartment on a camera before. So I felt very creepy about that. You know, so I mean, I didn't watch her the entire time by any means, but you know, you can just sit on your phone and just have like a
glance,
have a view of what's going on.
Wow.
So that was another thing I did through Amazon.
It all goes to show that it really is everywhere, but it begs the question, are we ready for this or is Amazon ready for this? Are we there yet? So what are some obvious kinks that need to be ironed out now that you went all in? How would you rate Amazon as a world?
Also, I mean, I gave it 3 stars because
okay, good.
I mean, the convenience factor is certainly up there as
right,
a major plus. That said, while it was extremely convenient, one of the really interesting things to see was how much you could sync Amazon with other products and services that you already use, which then gets into the question of like, okay, well, if everything is connected through Amazon, like, you know, are consumers comfortable with that? Should they be comfortable with that?
So 3 stars for Amazon. Katie Binley, really great piece. I encourage our listeners to check out the video at wsj.com/tech. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.